episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Told episode number 49. Can you believe it? On the 27th of January 2026, I've consecutively got the year right every episode I've done so far. Which I think a year or two ago, I kept getting the date wrong. I kept saying 2024, 2023 when it was 2025, whatever. Anyway, quick show. I thought I'd pop in and do another Be Told. I haven't got the. I listened to the latest. The Medi's come up with this amazing new thing for me. My new theme tune. Now, is this making a clicking noise when I'm talking? Shouldn't be. I just noticed there was a couple of I wanted a couple of exterminate, which is the Daleks, of course, or Klaus Schwab, one of the two. Interesting, the tie-in again with Klaus Schwab, the former leader of the World Economic Forum and the Daleks, and Davros, the head of the Daleks from 1963, both wanting to exterminate people. And Klaus Schwab looked exactly to the absolute picture of Davros with his leather jacket on when he appeared in 2020 doing his appearance on the World Economic Forum stage. Again, completely made up. Exactly what they wanted it to do to you is be terrified of this new German-speaking. I can't do his voice, but, you belong nothing. You belong nothing. Exterminate. Whatever. Anyway, I'm coming on here to talk about a few interesting things that I've kind of picked up on. I was listening to one of the great shows out there that features my favorite, Hans Otter from America, the professor of music. He is an absolute scholar, that guy, and he's got a great mind. He's really funny and he's really easygoing. Always laughing, that's what you want. That's what I want. I want to hear bad news but a laugh after it. Though, I'll talk about this, and I'll bring it up right now, actually. One of the other hosts of the show, who has his own show called Waking the Dead. Oh, you're listening to Be Told.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Fabulous, Joel. Be Told 49. I just have to say, though, I have noticed that the bumpers have a little bit of a kind of a not quite sounding, they kind of skip a little bit in my head. But, my head isn't exactly in great condition after 61 years of living. But it still works, and I'm still able to do a one-hour show off the top of his head. Though now I do use my phone and I take notes about certain things. And I'm going to go back to what I was just saying at the end of the show. One of the co-hosts of it's William Ramsey, Sean McCann and Hans Otto do this thing that they're just reading stuff about the past, kind of the MK Ultra era. At the moment, talking about hypnotism, which is this is something I want to talk about on this particular episode, and it's going to be called Spellbinder. Spellbinder. Because that's when you're having a spell bound in your head. And it was actually a comic I used to read, or a character in a comic I used to read in the 70s, a British comic, some really good stuff from the British comics back in the day. Core, TV Action and Countdown, those are my favourites. Wizard and Chips, Lion and Thunder. Lion was a comic and Thunder was a comic, and then they amalgamated, which is what happened to Countdown, amalgamated with TV Action. TV Action I forget the artist, but he did a Doctor Who serial that was absolutely second to none. And it, again, featured regularly vortexes. Just like I was talking about in a previous episode, Super Goof. The kind of a spin-off of Goofy, he was a character from in the Disney comics who ate a goober, not a peanut, which is a peanut, I guess, and turned into Super Goof, and kind of a clumsy superhero. Again, constantly going on about interdimensional portals and vortexes. So this was a made-to-be, again, I'll just reiterate, for the Generation X people, that was a made-to-be, he says, having some iced beer. Your chair is squeaking! Like if I was talking to Jan Urban, he'd be on about, your ice is shaking! And screaming at me, like he did to that poor co-host of his shows back in the day. But so what, bad luck. You're listening to me. What exactly the same things going in my ears, clinking ice and... hopefully not that clicky noise that was happening last week with my microphone rubbing on my shirt or something. I mean, I need to get a proper microphone and do a proper show, be told. Anyway, Sean McCann keeps doing these interviews off. I mean, he really is a stoner, and he is a tripper and a stoner. So whether he's tripping and stoning or doing mushrooms at the same time, it does sound like it. But he's been interviewing a couple of chicks that claim to be SRA victims. That's satanic ritual abuse victims. And I'm here to tell you that women are fascinated with really, really dark stuff, a lot of them. And I've been, you know, spent 10 years with a female, and her favorite books were these horrible murder books. And occasionally I'd pick them up, and there was some other true crime in there. But I kept noticing that she was like fascinated with these horrible stories of that Fish character from America. Just really evil books. But women love that kind of thing. And I said I've tied it because they bleed heavily once a month. So blood and gore to them is completely natural. Absolutely completely natural. Whereas to us, men, it's not so natural. But I'm suggesting that he's got a... Over fascination with this SRA, and I don't trust these chicks because they're laughing when they're describing things. It's like that duper's delight thing, you know, how they can't hold, they're saying something, they know that they're fooling you, and a big smile comes on their face or they giggle when they're saying something horrible. Now, this one of these chicks on this show that I was listening to, this is, I've got no idea what time it was. It was in the middle of the night last night. And she was going, you know, talking about, you know, being put in a underground to keep her hypnosis going as part of this ritual abuse thing. She was put in a pit with a child that was starving to death, and that was to show her that this is what happened to you if you say anything. But she was like, hey, you know, well, giggling away. I was like, no. Listen, darling. If you were really witnessing something that horrible, you would be choking in tears, or you'd be very serious when you were recounting that story. But I'm suggesting she's making the whole thing up. Yes, that's what I'm asserting. And that's a fact. And he's sitting there listening. And it's not like is he getting off on this kind of conversation? Because it's this whole SRA thing. There's a big bear there. Now, I am not suggesting that this isn't going on, but these supposed witnesses that come out of nowhere, Candy Girl, et cetera, seem to be, there's something not quite right there. There is something not quite right there, and I've got it air for bullshit, and it stands out to me, particularly early in the morning when I'm, lying in my empty bed with me in it, which is exactly the way I want it to be, let me just tell you now. Anyone over 60 in a relationship, one of you's snoring, one of you doesn't sleep properly, and you're waking each other up. So when I do see couples, this is sidetracking here, a lot of couples in their 80s all sleep in separate beds because that's the only fucking way you're going to get a decent night's sleep if one of you snores. And I may or may not snore. I'm not going to give anything away here for the AI because it'll start sending me snoring adverts if I mention it. Anyway, so McCann's show, when he's with Ramsey and Utter, U-T-T-E-R, they are really, really good shows. Anyway, they brought up something which kind of piqued my interest last night about the hit. They were reading actual correspondence like Jan Urban used to. Your chair is squeaking! Jan Urban used to read on his fantastic show, Unspun, which I've listened to every, and maybe more than once, just like the Alan ding-ding-ding-ding watch shows. Often listen more than once because there's so much information in those Unspun shows. And I do believe Hans Utter, who I regularly chat to online, I haven't spoke to him face-to-face, unfortunately. I'd love to. But he did 50, I do believe 50 episodes, whereas most people were accused of being a CIA agent after about three, but not Hans. That's because the guy is definitely genuine. He has a great laugh. He's incredibly intelligent and he knows stuff. Again, I would put him up as the best out there right now because of his easygoing personality and just incredible information. Now, we're talking about hypnosis here. Now, some other thing I tie in with the producer. There's a whole link. So I put all these links in my head last night, and I think they're all fairly on the money. We'll start with 1964-65. For 5 years before the moon landings, you got some hypnotic suggestions put into your head. And one of them, or two of them, were two of the top comedy shows still on to this day. One of them is, I would say it's a hypnotic suggestion. I dream of Jeannie. As soon as you say it, you're saying, I dream of Jeannie. So this is going into this Jung subconscious thing. You're suggesting that you're dreaming of Jeannie. Now, that you could go in with Jean and E being five and, the day J. You'd be able to explain that one. The number five, Jeannie. That's what, if it says it, it is it. If it says it, it is it. But if normally a TV show does not have, it'll have a, like, Bewitched is another one, but that's selling you to be witched, which if you look up the Black's Dictionary about witched, you'll see there'll be some kind of bafflement in there. Bewitched. Now, both those shows were huge, huge shows back in the day and still are. Both, those beautiful actresses, Barbara Eden and Elizabeth Montgomery, two of the most attractive women on the planet back in the day. Now, Bewitched, we'll move on from that one, but I Dream of Jeannie. It's a long, slow title. It came from Sidney Sheldon, which is an SS there, and a huge amount of other cultural creation from Sidney Sheldon. But when you watch a new episode, when you watch an old episode of it, what name do you see continuously all through that in the background, on the side, on buses, is NASA, N-A-S-A, NASA. And so you're in this kind of, you've self-hypnotized, your I dream, and then you're watching NASA, trust NASA. 5 years later, what did you get? The moon landings. Now, anyone that thinks they actually went to the moon, switch off now, because you're going to get very upset when I keep going on about that they didn't go anywhere near the fucking moon. Sorry for the language, but that's the way it is around here. But that, I suggest that that long title for a TV show that could have just been called Genie, like Bewitched or Get Smart, you know, two words. No, he's I Dream of Genie. It's four words. I'm suggesting that Jung was involved writing this kind of stuff in the background with the Dulles brothers, you know, the ones that financed them. I mean, look at the Dulles brothers' relationship with Carl Jung, Carl Gustav Jung, big time. And not many people talk about it. I have heard a few people, but it's, as soon as I heard that, I went, bang, that's the guy. That's the guy that's been writing your script. Then you have following 3 years after that, the movie 2001 Space Odyssey, which actually used all these incredible techniques. It's a film of movie, and I'm suggesting that was where they were also shooting the footage of the moon landings in England. And Pinewood Studios, I've tied it in with the UFO show. If you have to go back to I'll Be Told, I'm not going to repeat myself, but I do. Yes, I do. But there's a there with the studios that were building moon sets in 1967, 68 in England. Not in America. But yes, of course, there could be other sets built in America as well. In, what's that, CIA? Langley. I do believe there's a huge, big studio set up there. The guy that's on the talking about the moon landings being faked on the germ warfare show brought that one up. I didn't know, I wasn't aware of the Langley tie in there, but no doubt whatsoever. But so these shows, I Dream of Genie and Bewitched, which was glorifying the advertising agency, Edward Bernays, that Larry White, you know, Larry White had employed Darren, the dumb warlock. He wasn't a warlock. He was just a, what did Endora call him? Durwood. Durwood. He was just a dumb, useless eater to them. Fantastic show. Lots of stuff in it. Guaranteed be told. And I've got this fucking amazing book. Sorry for language, but that's the way it is. Cult TV with a foreword by Patrick McGoohan. Can you believe it? That goes through and it tells you every episode, who wrote it, who produced it, how many episodes, how many minutes each episode went. This is like gold class stuff if you're into pop culture and conspiracy theory, which I am. And if you're listening to the show, you are. Guaranteed. Now, what the thing that stood out to me, and thanks to Hans Utter as usual, on this particular episode last night that I was listening to, he brought up this. There is an actual invention called the stroboscopic box, the stroboscopic box that they patented. They had ready to go in 1959, I do believe. That this box projected light at the frequencies of your beta, theta, and the, you know, all the different, whatever, that will put you straight into a trance just by staring at this light. Now, I've got to stop shouting and talking so fast. I have to calm down. So, if you listen to me talking a couple of episodes ago, I was talking about that guy that Alan Ding 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 What used to go on about, the British hypnotist. And you have to watch the episode where he's hypnotizes a guy. This guy thinks he's in a gaming parlor, and he's watching the game, and that he's watching, it's like a Doom type game, and forget the guy's name, but anyway, he uses flicker rates and flashes, and next thing you know, you see the guy just go bang. He's in a trance, boom, in a trance, and then they come off and they drag him into a big huge room next door to the gaming parlor he thinks he's in, and they've set him up with actors and special effects that he is actually in the game that he was playing, and because he was hypnotized, he suddenly they bring him out of the trance. And all of a sudden he's going, what the fuck? You know, there's creatures roaming around. He's like he's in Doom, say. Which is, I mean, really, that guy could have had a nervous breakdown. And that did happen if you listen to these shows on the William Ramsey show, or you can also hear them on Waking the Dead platform. The latest shows, and they're all about hypnosis and the power of it. So they have been able to do this for many years. They're using flicker rates. Now, guess where you're getting that? Your computer games, and you're staring at your phone, you're watching TV, you're at movies. And I'm going to suggest the biggest global hypnosis ever went on between 68 and 72 over the moon landing era, which they used that exact same technique. Because if you've ever been to the movie 2001 Space Odyssey, which came out, and I'm not joking, because I grew up in the 60s and 70s. Well, I was, you know, six and my 70. Number six. I can remember that movie was on every, not just, didn't just come and just go. It was on every Sunday night, every Saturday. They would have special screenings nonstop. 2001 Space Odyssey was seen by more people than you've ever can imagine, next to the people that were getting hypnotized by Bewitched and saying the word, I dream of Jeannie. It's like putting yourself into a trance. And so they had the West, and I'm not talking about India, China, Malaysia, etc. I'm talking about England, New Zealand, Australia, America, most of Europe, all part of this huge, giant, global hypnosis thing going on. The name of the company that came up with that image on the front cover of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, hugest fucking album ever, he says, was Hypnosis. That's the name of the company, Hypnosis. And it's spelled as the hip, where the gnosis is in the gnosis Gnostic. Amazing company, but they did loads of your record covers. Loads and loads and loads and loads. I'm just going to mute for a bit while I put some ice in a glass so I don't annoy people in Canada. Or, your chair is squeaking! If Jan Evans is listening, I don't think he is. But I'll be back, be told. Yeah, so you're listening to Be Told 49.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
What a voice, what a bumper. This is Be Told, episode number 49 on the 27th of January 2026. I've just come back from the beach. I'll just say here. But honestly, I live in paradise. I cannot. How could anyone? Why would you want to live in a country that has 6 months of snow or ice when you can come to Australia and have, well, particularly where I live, the Mid North Coast, Sydney, South Coast, in between bushfires, shark attacks, and snakes in the house? It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. You just got to go with those other things that are going on at the moment and the weather events that's happening over the top of her head. Now, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but anyway, we'll stick with this thing that I'm putting two and two and getting four. So I Dream of Jeannie started the brainwash. Bewitched also was part of it. It was this, you know, that glorifying the advertising agency and witchcraft as being linked. And NASA being plugged again by J.R. Ewing, the actor, and Barbara Eden. The very funny, very likable. It also had another link to what's his name that was in there, Gilligan loads of character actors, absolutely. Paul Lind, Sam, fantastic character actor. I didn't realize he was a raving homosexual. I didn't realize that he was actually being a stereotypical gay guy. You know, Sam, but he was very funny back in the day. So yeah, so where they really got the spell binding going on though was 68, when 2001 Space Odyssey came out. The lights, if you've ever seen the movie, and if you're in a cinema, the flicker rate and the lights, et cetera, in that last scene where he's going and meeting him. Oh, hang on. Kookaburra and the old gum tree. Can you hear it? And a couple of other birds. There's two minor birds, Indian miners, annoying a beautiful kookaburra. They are the most majestic creatures. Annoying if you want to sleep and you're getting woken up early in the morning. It's a kookaburra that's waking you up over here. Anyway, so yeah, so back to the most important. This is groundbreaking podcast, the greatest podcast ever recorded in history. You're listening to it, be told. Am I egotistical? Yes. So yeah, so when they... You had 5 years of I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched, making you laughing away, you know, watching the TV, and you're getting slowly hypnotized. The music that was going on in the background was also hypnotizing you. White Rabbit by the Jefferson Airplane is 100% hypnotic music. It featured the, what's her name? I think she's still alive. She was very good looking in her day, though. The lead singer, singing about Go Ask Alice and when you're 10 feet tall. That was hypnotic music. You had songs like Procol Harum's Whiter Shade of Pale, a song that makes no sense whatsoever. No sense whatsoever. Now, the spell binding that I'm talking about on the show was done by Kubrick. He was the one that put it all together. And he also just, the other movie that was on regularly and all the time was a hypnotic suggestion to set you into La La Land. And what those two words that do not make sense is put into your face. What's his name used to say, now then, you know, that Jimmy Savile. But the biggest one was Kubrick's Clockwork Orange. Now, there are two words that do not make, this is my revelation last night. That was a spellbind, the Clockwork Orange. Now, an orange is a beautiful fruit with an orange skin and beautiful, delicious, full of vitamin C, extremely good for you, fruit. There is nothing clockwork about the orange. So that was like a now then that was put into your psyche, and every newspaper that was saying Clockwork Orange is on, Clockwork Orange is on. If you've seen that movie, it's just fucking bizarre, but it's MK Ultra. Overload. So that was the spellbinding. Spellbinding is when you bind the spell that you're being put under. And so you had, again, I Dream of Jeannie, Bewitched, 2001, A Space Odyssey, the Homer myth, which is, again, just coming out, I think, this year by that director that did the Atomic Bomb one, just reiterate the Atomic Bomb for the useless eaters out there. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. But Clockwork Orange, the second Kubrick movie that came out straight after 2001 Space Odyssey, that was spellbinding. There was a word just to confuse you. You hear it in your head, a Clockwork Orange. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but it's also using orange. And at the moment, you've got the orange man bad, et cetera, et cetera. They always bring that orange up. So there, that's pop culture has been hypnotizing you. It has been hypnotizing you since 1964 or 65, when I was born. So that's now 61 years of brainwash. Again, thanks to the internet, a lot of people have woken up. And I also say this, that the more censorship and the more things that you can't say and the more they push on you, there is a bounce back that actually is a negative to what they want. If they say you can't say something, people start questioning it. COVID woke up so many people. 9/11 woke up so many people. 2012 was that thing about, you know, that we keep getting told there's some amazing, the end of the world, 2012. Well, it wasn't the end of the world. What it was this big, giant, revelatory thing that came by the sun, I would say, which is where you get your information from, I do believe. And so they're trying to block it all the time. So you'll find so many people that woke up will always say, oh, it was about 2012. Yeah, I, you know, suddenly realized that 9/11 was a hoax, etc. So something spiritual happened in 2012. The Aztecs were on about that one. So, you know, all the stuff that I've been talking about on the Be Told Show from episode 1 to episode 49 will tie in with what I'm talking about here. So if you've got a brain that thinks, you will suddenly, anyone that would, and I've only got how many listeners? My cat, some lizards, the kookaburra can hear me. And maybe a couple of other people out there. I like to be obscure. I could not stand being one of these popular people commenting on you and making fake videos about you, like Joe Rogan. That's what's going on at the moment with him, etc. No, I would not like that. I like keeping it obscure, be told. Now, go back to my notes here. I took a whole lot of notes. Beep, 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 beep. I'm talking about the reaction bounce back. Yeah, so when they bring in these laws like you can't talk about stuff, if you can't talk about a certain subject, that's what wakes people up. They go, why can't I talk about that? You know, a lot of people would actually kind of pick up on that. But yeah, 2001. So yeah, definitely going back, the light show flicker rate that was going on in the 2001 Space Odyssey was absolutely hypnotizing you to accept that pathetic, particularly the lunar lander, that would be the biggest load of codswallop ever, you know, made of like tin foil, air conditioning duct and plumbing pipes. Just, you know, that landed on the moon, took off without any fuel being in it. This the logics, and that guy that's on, I think he's done one of the best moon hoaxes is the guy that's on, and I'm not talking about Bart Sabrell, I'm talking about the other guy. He is absolutely fantastic. So shout out to that show, Germ Warfare. I think he's fantastic. Just because he shuts up and lets the guest talk, whereas I wouldn't be in a great show because I keep wanting to add things and, you know, no. I'm better just talking to myself. So yeah, pyramid image, dark side of the moon, all came out at the same time with hypnosis behind it. Stroboscopic, look it up, the machine. So that's not the big part of the show. The rest of it, I don't care. I can just talk about anything that I want to talk about. One of them, can you believe that David Beckham spoke at the Davos World Economic Forum? Now, this is a guy, we were talking about this on the Rick and Rollo the other night, people with no brains whatsoever getting in front of a microphone and proving to the world that they're fucking imbeciles. That guy, he's... to chicks, apparently, and homosexuals, is extremely good-looking. He's married to a dunce, you know, even though she was good-looking back in the... I did see her in real life from a slight distance, Victoria, from the Spice Girls. They were walking down George Street. I'm telling you, in the 97, that band was the biggest band on the planet, the Spice Girls. And I was in Sydney, the Witties, with an ex partner and her son, who was obsessed with the Spice Girls. He'd be horribly embarrassed about that now. He doesn't look anything like the kind of person that would like the Spice Girls these days. But we went there for his sake, and so he got to see them. And we had this kind of stand on scaffold, and they were marching down the street in their little outfits. But Victoria Beckham, yes, she's very good looking, but she's another one that's no personality whatsoever. And the fact that David Beckham, that when he opens his mouth, if that guy had any talent or brains, he would have been an action star. But because when he opens his mouth, it's like, oh, good day, mate. How are you? All right, then. I might go and feed the cat then. That's about it. Somehow, he was speaking at Davos last week. I haven't listened to it. It'll be a fucking embarrassment, guaranteed. And they won't let Klaus Schwab back again. That was terribly sad, that story about, his old auntie rang up on the Rick and Rollo show. Klaus Schwab was thought he was going to get picked up to go and see Davos and speak. And he was standing at the front of his house in his little bag with his adrenochrome and his caviar in it. And no one came to pick him up. It was a terribly sad story. Rick and Rollo's last show, if anyone wants to hear that. She rang in person, very upset. Mrs. Hilda von Klackenschwab, the 33rd, I think that's her name, her title. Anyway, back to the... So, David Beckham, why would they get David Beckham to come and speak at Davos? What possibly could he have intellectually had... conversation with the public? Nothing. The guy, he looks fantastic, apparently, to the girls. Do they really think he's good? They probably do. He's an athlete, but his voice and his personality belie an imbecile. Now, are we allowed to say that anymore? Maybe I'd better apologise. We apologise sincerely to David Beckham and anyone upset that he'd be suggested he was not as intelligent as he should be. They'd be told. And see, and that's, I've kind of glossed over it before, but yeah, when there's a big psy-op, I'm not going to name any of them off the top of my head. We just mentioned it before, but 9/11, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Moon landings, when we were given the internet and computers and we could look at the footage and slow it down and actually not have to watch it on TV, which is where we got our brainwashed from. That's where people started going, hang on a minute. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. And then all of a sudden, your Bart Sabrell Simpsons, I've tied that name in, Sabrell Simpson, Bart, they came out to give you a kind of a, yeah, it was fake, but then they said, but yeah, they were actually really up there. They just didn't go and land on the moon. Just to give you more bullshit. All you have to do right now, if you believe that they went to the moon, is look at what you were told happened with Katy Perry and that another idiot cowboy hat wearing Amazon chief. Allegedly six girls or seven girls, whatever, flew into space and then came back crashing down. And there's Katy Perry grinning away, no G-force in her face. Absolutely fake. And most people that I spoke to, I'm talking about normies here, said it was fake. Now, all I have to do now is to tell the people that say that think that we went to the moon and show them that. That was put out by the media as true, and obviously it was fake. So we really are getting close to perfect, the perfect timing where a lot of people are going to wake up, but the censorship is coming down the pike or the pipe. So, the beautiful cold beer. It's about 30 degrees, 30 degrees, which to me is perfect weather. The water at the beach was beautiful. I was there. There was a couple of girls pouncing around their bikinis. It's another thing. I keep walking into the supermarket and girls come from the beach wearing their bikinis or activewear. And you can't look. I can't. I'm too old to look. And I've got a daughter that goes, oh, Dad, God, you're sick. Have I even said anything about anyone within 10 years of her age? You know, and even in their 30s, I'll be considered a dirty old man. So I don't look, but it's let's just say it's wonderful to see lots of women are not ashamed of their bodies and expose them when they go shopping at these supermarkets where I go to. But yeah, no, it's honestly beautiful weather here. So it's been fantastic. I'm really enjoying, and life's fantastic at the moment. I can't complain. It's always good to have an outlet, which is what this show is, my outlet for talking. Just like Rollo says, it's therapy to have your ability to say what you're thinking and put it into a show. And it's fabulous, absolutely fabulous. I'm not going to last much longer here. I just had to do this what show. But that's big information there. That's we're talking, you know, it's from Bewitched, I Dream of Jeannie, a young and Dulles Brothers, Jung and Edward Bernays. It's, you know, people go, oh, no, they weren't that close. I'm telling you, Jung, Bernays would be probably up there with your biggest, and financed by the Dulles Brothers, etc. Going back to JFK, I'll say it again, JFK was, I would say, plotted and formulated the whole shooting name, JFK, 2001, the crash of the towers, all planned, I would say, in the 50s. So we're talking about a 60 or 70 year of plotting to bring all that stuff in. And even look further, when you look at what the first sod turned, as they call it, on the Pentagon was on the 11th of September, 1941. So this whole plan has been introduced to you via pop culture. I'm the one tying it in with I Dream of Jeannie as being, and this spellbinding that went on to get you to be absolutely, the West, that is, and I'm not talking about, again, oh yeah, Russia's part of it, because they were bullshitting about Yuri Gagarin, who apparently is this dead spitting image of Neil Armstrong. There. What happened to Yuri Gagarin? He completely evaporated, just like the planes that went into the Pentagon. And all they could find was it a thumb or a finger? And with a ring on it or something, you know, some bullshit. And next thing you know, a guy that looked exactly like him in America landed on the moon. And then looked extraordinarily miserable and become an alcoholic and a recluse for the rest of his life. Now, if you were really a hero that actually went all the way up into space on the very first rocket ship that ever went close to the moon and then landed on a craft made out of air conditioning duct and tinfoil, got back up again as this, you're listening to Beetle.
Clicking on the donate link, truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Be told, 49. Getting close to 50. I'll do 50. I could do 50 tomorrow night. If I sit around tomorrow and put enough two and twos together, I'll do a 50th. Tomorrow night, or not sure. Anyway, on the 27th of January 2026, just talking about the moon landings, you know, we'll summarize it. So these guys went up in a craft on a Saturn V rocket all the way through the Van Allen belt to the moon, jettisoned using a craft. They were apparently, it was like 18,000 lawnmowers going off at the same time. That's how much energy was required for this. That was the force they required for the motor that they were sitting under. No sound problems whatsoever. You could hear them talking to each other. Well, landed on the moon, while Michael Collins hurtled about above in the whatever it was, got out of their air conditioning duck in tinfoil craft, hopped around, and when you speed it up to normal speed, they just, you know, basically they're just being stupid. Got back in, it shot up in the air without any, there was no propulsion allowed for on that takeoff. Someone seemed to have filmed it. The camera actually went up in the air. The flag was waving with in the vacuum of space. All anomalies, complete anomalies. They then somehow connected back up with Michael Collins at the exact right time, never done before, and hurtled back to Earth and landed on the Gemini, which was an ice cream that I actually ate back in 1969. It was everywhere, Gemini ice creams, the shape of an ice cream, plastic container. You could make a mold out of it if you wanted. You had some plaster of Paris. And that was a thing that kids did in the 70s. That's how bored we were. We didn't have computers or video machines or that, what are they called, Xboxes, PlayStation. And landed, splashed down, got out, did a speech looking the most like the most miserable I've ever been, and then went into reclusivity, except for Buzz Aldrin, who went, you know, round, who was the guy doing the Catholic ceremony on the moon. He smuggled a bottle of red wine and did the Eucharist on the moon surface, as you do, as you do. Just ludicrous. Absolutely fucking ludicrous. Yet there are people out there that will still argue with you. They are the boomers. And even though technically I am born in a boomer year, but I'm telling you, I'm 100% Generation X. That attitude that the X's have, that do not put up with stuff and didn't get sucked into everything, I'm 100% identify with that. And so the year I was born, Keanu Reeves, Mark, from my favorite artist, and I think possibly you might be hearing from him very shortly. Who else? The guy that did not commit suicide from the Soundgarden. We're all born within 2 months of each other, 64. Now, these are really cool guys. What's his name from Soundgarden? Absolutely, what a talent. What a talent. I didn't realize he was the same age as me. Did not realize that. What's his name from Mark Lanigan, who passed away after being a junkie for years and years and years, took another injection so it enabled him to fly back to his home in Ireland. He'd moved to Ireland and died of a heart attack at aged 55 or something or other. Coincidence? What was going around in the year he died? What were you forced to take into your arms? Yes, I'm going to say yes. So, as we talk about the show, the Spellbinder episode of Be Told, episode number 49, we're going to go out with, I was going to play a song by, what's his name, Mark Lanigan, but I don't think so. I think we're going to play a song by the Scorpions called Entrance, because that's what we've been since 1964, since I was born, put into a trance. And the imagery, the music, the particularly Dark Side of the Moon by Hypnosis, that again, another Spellbinder, Clockwork Orange, that's the vocal and physical, that's that, again, now then. When you're being hypnotized, you need to have two opposite words put together that do not make sense. They put you into a la-la land. Clockwork Orange was that title. This is the only show that's ever brought this up, guaranteed. So you're listening to an exclusive show by me on the 27th of January 2026. So that'll be it for tonight. And I'm going to go out with Entranced by the Scorpions. Another band that got tied in with the CIA or someone that funded them to put that song out when Germany, when the wall went down. A very boring song. So this is a much better song. I think it's from China White, which came out in late 70s, early 80s. Great song. And it is the truth. You've been in a trance. A trance or a trance, if you're in New Zealand, be told. Anyway, thank you very much. And we're going to go out with Entrance. A one, a two, a three, right now. Thank you, Joel. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.